is still empty. The cross of Christ still stands, and after all of these years, Jesus is still Lord. Amen. Happy Resurrection Sunday, and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, I look forward to Easter Sunday each and every year so I can be spending some time with you to play some of your favorite God-honoring resurrection celebration songs and reading some of your favorite resurrection scriptures. And we get to celebrate this time of the year because we have hope. We get to celebrate the hope because of the empty tomb. We have hope. Because of the empty tomb, we have peace. Because of Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life. Let's celebrate that today, right here on this Resurrection Sunday, on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
It was
celebrating Resurrection Sunday right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And before Jesus died, the thief taunted him and said, "If you be the Son of God, come down from there and save yourself and us." And to that taunt, Jesus never said a mumbling word. But the silence seemed to say, "You just wait until Sunday morning, because I'll show you that it's better to come out of a grave than come down from a cross." And he died. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. He went down in that grave long enough to clean it out and made it a pleasant place to wait for the resurrection. Then right on schedule, Sunday morning came. Then Jesus said, "All power has been given to me." What are you doing with that power, Jesus? "I'm giving it to my church to tell a world of lost souls that I still love them." Oh, friend, that empty tomb today, we have hope. Jesus is alive.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices I denied, I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive.
celebrating the risen Savior. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
If we confess our sin, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sin. That is His promise to us.
It becomes a reality in my life the moment I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. That which He did for me 2,000 years ago becomes reality the moment I received Him as my Savior. All of it canceled, erased, gone forever, fully atoned for, paid in full, the sin debt's over.
Christianity is first and foremost a relationship with a person. It's Jesus Christ Himself, except no substitutes. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, He's alive, and His followers, we love Him, and we believe in Him, and we're living for Him.
All of our sin, past, present, future, nailed to the cross. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ alone. It is the blood that bought my salvation, bought my forgiveness.
Happy Resurrection Sunday from your friends at Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took Him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like Him before. How I adored Him, how I believed Him. Such a sweet peace when He walked in the room. I washed His feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit His tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied Him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still He forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt His hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took Him. Later they beat Him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in His side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at His graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked Him His name. She asked Him His name.
Fulfillment of my Father's plan.
I marched into
I believe.
Oh, that's right, friend. Thank you so much for listening. May you enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.